eroticalust.com, home of erotic short stories and sex articles. Also available on the site are novels and kinky t-shirts. Now let's get to the story.
The passage that the assistant had pointed towards led into a parking lot. I scampered in between the cars, peeked inside and underneath but couldn't see her anywhere. I saw that the parking had a lower level, so I dashed down the ramp. Cars had saturated the ground level, but nobody was in sight. The main entrance was to my left, so I bobbed under the barrier and walked out into the street. A car swerved to avoid hitting me, and the driver hooted and sped off. I raised my hand to apologize and then saw Mandy crying on the curb. "Mandy." I called and ran to her. She stood up. I threw my arms around her, squeezed and picked her up, then smothered her with kisses. Tears had smudged her green eyes, and I stroked her face and brushed the hair from her eyes. "You silly, silly girl. You had me worried sick." Her eyes were fixated on my lips, and I raised her chin with my finger. "What happened? Why are you crying?" "Before I took the dress off the hanger, I—" She sniffled. I placed my purse on the display table. She sniffled again and wiped her nose. I wiped her tears. I remembered that I left the purse when I was changing. As I came out. "What?" I asked. Two boys snatched my purse and ran off. I tried running after them, but they were too fast, she said and sputtered cries. I squeezed her and pressed my cheek against hers. "Sweetie, I thought something much worse had happened to you. It's only a bag. We'll get another one." She shook her head. "It's not just the bag." "What do you mean?" "Our passports, airplane tickets, and credit cards were all inside." I squeezed the bridge of my nose and groaned. "Jesus. I'm so sorry." I puffed. "Okay, well, at least you're okay. That's the most important thing. How are we going to get back home?" "Don't know. We'll figure something out." Sweat slid down my back during the walk to the hotel. The reception clerk allowed us entry into the room and a phone call to the police. Two policemen arrived at the hotel an hour later and transcribed my report. "Petty theft is common and not a priority," said the officer. "Petty theft?" I raised my voice. "What do you mean petty theft? All our travel documents and cards are in that bag." The officer raised his hand and walked out of the room with his colleague. "Sweetie, what are we going to do now?" asked Mandy, sitting on the bed with her shoulders slumped. "Give me a second to think." My hands were on my waist as I looked at the floor. I couldn't resist the urge to hold her accountable. "I'm sorry for what happened," she said. "You know, Mandy, you and your dresses. It's like you become oblivious to everything else when you're shopping. It was a mistake." "Yeah, well, a pretty big one. My parents can help." Her head perked up as if her idea were ingenious. "They'll wire us money and can also get us temporary passports. The last thing I need is for her parents to feel that I can't take care of their daughter. Don't think that's such a great idea." "I'll speak to them." "No." Mandy lowered her chin and raised her shoulders. My body filled with remorse because she didn't deserve the admonition. I walked out onto the balcony, clutched the railing and then slumped my head. After hitting several mental blocks, I stormed to the door, flung it open and walked out. The clerk flailed her arms as I walked past her. "Mr. Clad, Mr. Clad. There is a man waiting for you outside. He says he's got something that belongs to you." "Where is he?" "He's right out front," she said. I stormed out to the exit. "You've got to be kidding me," I said while looking at Chow. "What the hell do you want? You thought you'd never see me again." "Listen, Chow. I'm not in the mood for you. I'm busy looking for something." I turned and started walking. "What you looking for?" I pretended not to hear him yell. "You looking for bag?" I stopped and turned around. "How the hell did you know that?" "Chow got the bag." "What do you mean you have it?" He sneered. I got up in his face. "What do you mean you have it?" I clutched his shirt and pinned him against his car. "Hey, hey, hey. You no touch Chow. You want bag. You do what I say. I released my grip, but my face remained centimeters from his. For the sake of retrieving my belongings and getting back home, I resisted the urge to knock him out. When we stop for me to pee, I call two guys and tell them to take your wife's bag. I teach you lesson. You don't want to tip. Now you pay. The passports and the credit card were worthless to him. He wanted $1,000, and the only way to extort it out of me was by giving me the credit card to withdraw the money at a nearby ATM. We got into the car and drove to the city center. How am I gonna trap this guy so that he doesn't flee with my money? I withdrew the money and looked at it. How do I know you're gonna bring the bag? I asked. Bag mean nothing to me. I just want money. He snatched the money out of my hands. You make good choice. I got into the car and pressed my hands in between my knees to resist the urge to strangle him. The police were not an option, so I planned to follow Chow with a taxi after he handed me the bag. He dropped me off at the hotel and said, "I come soon with bag." An hour and a half later, he had not arrived. That bastard. He's not coming back. I paced in a circle with my hands on my waist as I puffed, then saw a kid approach me with the bag. "Where did you get this?" I demanded. The kid pointed behind him. I sighed, knowing that Chow was victorious. I considered asking the reception clerk to call Chow under the pretense of requesting a taxi, but I decided against it because I didn't want to dampen my wife's mood anymore. I walked into our room and chucked the bag onto the bed. Mandy grabbed it and stood up. "Where did you find it?" "Chow, the taxi driver." Lines appeared on her forehead. "How did he get it?" "He organized the kids who stole the bag."
"Why?"
"To teach me a lesson. I think we should call the police." "Don't even bother. I don't want to see them again. The one thing you're going to do is learn to shoot a firearm." "I've never been a fan of weapons." "Mandy, you have to learn to shoot." This experience was a good reminder that anything could happen when you least expect it. She grabbed my arm and pouted. "I've got you to protect me. I might not be around when somebody strikes, so you have to know how to protect yourself. Besides, it'll be fun for us to go shooting." We went to a shooting range the following day. An instructor showed us how to load the gun, use the safety, and then disarm it. I shot at the target first and hit the bullseye several times. Mandy grabbed the gun and pointed it at the target but kept drifting. I stood behind her and clasped the barrel as my arm stiffened hers. She fired two shots and flinched on both. I smiled and said, "It's fine. Don't be scared of the gunshot. Anticipate it." She nodded. I released the barrel and saw that she kept the gun straight. As she shot, her shoulders remained stiff. "Well done, sweetie," I said, looking at the bullet hole close to the bullseye. "I want to do it again." "Go for it." She smiled after she fired the subsequent two shots. "I'm getting better." "Looks like you're enjoying it." "I am." Mandy loaded the gun and fired more shots. "Promise me that you'll get your license and buy a gun in South Africa." "Eventually, yes." We shuttled to the airport 2 days later. Mandy admired the scenery and glanced at me several times with a smile. I was happy that the trip had ended on a positive note. The taxi driver stopped at the drop-off zone and helped me take the bags out of the boot, and Mandy went to queue at the terminal. I saw a familiar car, so I walked to it and peered through the window to confirm my suspicions. I had to make sure that I was right. As the driver unlocked the car minutes later, I darted to him, clutched a fist of his hair and bashed his head against the window. He dropped to the ground. "No, please. Don't hurt Chow," he pleaded with his hands above his face. I considered showing mercy, but I didn't appreciate him putting my wife in danger. "Pow." His face tilted as I smacked him, and he held up his hands in front of his face as my hand hovered over his head. I patted his pockets for my money but couldn't find it. "You," the police shouted as they ran towards me. I looked at them, then ran inside the airport and circumvented the passengers to throw off the police. "Hey," said a guy after I accidentally jolted him. My feet screeched on the tiles as I slowed down to avoid running into an old lady. I veered right and saw Mandy in the queue. "We have to get on this flight now," I said.
"Why?"
What's going on? If we don't leave now, we might stay here for a long time behind bars, I said and panted. She frowned and flickered her eyelashes as I grabbed the luggage bag, and we moved to the counter. Where are the passports? I asked. She unzipped a compartment and handed them to me. I plunked the passports on the counter. Please, ma'am. If you don't mind hurrying it up, I said, then looked over my shoulder at the police. They battled to get through the throng. I apologize, sir, but I've rebooted my system. It's busy loading, said the attendant. Come on, come on, I tapped my hand on the counter. Why are you in such a rush? Asked Mandy. I smacked that scum taxi driver, and now, the police are after us, I whispered. Her eyes widened in shock. What? Almost there, sir. Mandy saw that one of the policemen had tripped over a passenger's bag, and his partner helped him up. Go hide in the bathroom. I'll come and fetch you when they've checked us in. I looked at the policemen and saw that they were closing in on me. All right. I ducked so that they couldn't see me behind the crowd and scampered to the bathroom. I locked the stall and sat on the toilet seat, then dumped my face into my palms. My hands trembled while thinking about being incarcerated in an Asian prison. How the hell did I get myself into this mess? A pinch of bitterness stung my heart while thinking about Chow dampening our mood. This was supposed to be the best time of my life, yet I'm hiding in a toilet from the police. The door creaked. I closed my eyes and cupped my nose and mouth. Oh, God. It's the police. My life is over. I'm going to spend the rest of my days in an Asian jail. Sweetie, are you in here? Whispered Mandy. My head perked up, and I unlatched the door and stuck my head out. Is it safe? I asked. Come, sweetie. The plane is leaving soon. Are the police there? No. We walked out of the bathroom, and I scanned the airport and saw that the coast was clear.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this story, you'll love the new erotic novel My Wife and Girlfriend, available on eroticalus.com. Just click on shop. While you're there, also check out the kinky t-shirts for men and women.